New Jersey is the birthplace of poets William Carlos Williams and Allen Ginsberg. Walt Whitman is buried there, and there's a rest stop on the turnpike named after Joyce Kilmer. Today, the state legislature is expected to approve a bill abolishing the poet laureate position because of accusations of anti-Semitism. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
The short, troubled term of poet laureate Amiri Baraka began in August of 2002, when New Jersey Governor James McGreevy officially announced the appointment.
He announced the poet laureateship, and I said, well, you know you're going to catch hell for this. You're going to get a lot of trouble. He said, don't worry about it. I can handle it. You know, I was kind of half-joking and whatnot, but still, I was telling him the truth.
Just a few weeks later, Baraka read his poem, Somebody Blew Up America, at the Geraldine R. Dodge Poetry Festival in Waterloo, New Jersey. Baraka had posted the poem on his website almost a year earlier, with little response. But the reading at the prominent festival drew heated charges of anti-Semitism. The poem touches on the so-called big lie that Israel and other governments knew in advance about the terrorist attacks of September 11th, but did nothing to prevent them. Governor McGreevy can't fire the poet laureate, so he called for his resignation. Baraka refused. By December, state lawmakers had taken up the matter. Democrat Gary Furnari chairs a Senate committee that passed legislation to change the law by abolishing the position.
While the poetry and the arts are definitely have a place in our society, it is evident by the recent course of events that having an appointed ambassador of poetry may not be the best way, favorable, to promote these things.
After the bill came out of committee, Shai Goldstein from the New Jersey chapter of the Anti-Defamation League applauded the decision.
As we've seen, an honorary position is something that, when it is dishonored, has to be dealt with. That's what's happened here.
This is not the first time Amiri Baraka's poetry has gotten him in trouble. In 1967, Baraka says a judge threatened to put him in jail, claiming his poem Black People helped incite riots in Newark. Accusations of anti-Semitism have followed Baraka since his days as a black nationalist in the late 1960s. Baraka denies the charge.
If these people want to find real anti-Semite poets, they should go to the ones that they have their children studying. You know, Ezra Pound, T.S. Eliot.
Indeed, Ezra Pound was involved in another highly visible controversy about poetry and public dollars. In 1945, Pound was tried for treason for his associations with Italy's fascist party during World War II. But 3 years later, he won the Library of Congress's Bollingen Prize for poetry. It touched off a national scandal, says Tree Swenson, executive director of the Academy of American Poets.
The suggestion that he would receive the Bollingen Prize was unpalatable to Congress, given that he was accused of treason. And there was a period when, as I understand it, Congress passed a law that said the Library of Congress could not give prizes.
That ban continued until the early 1990s. But no state has ever abolished a poet laureate position, says Swenson, as the New Jersey legislature is poised to do. Amiri Baraka wonders what that says about his home state.
That you fear poetry? They don't fear gangsters. This state is advertised by the Sopranos. I mean, who do we identify New Jersey with? You know, Tony Soprano. But you mean to tell me that poetry is too dangerous?
That's a charge New Jersey lawmakers may be prepared to live with. Baraka, for his part, has threatened to sue if the legislation passes. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Trenton, New Jersey.